We're at a Holiday Inn Express. So the breakfast buffet there is where they have the cereal where you turn the knob and like four pieces fall out. It's like how you feed a cat for a long weekend, you know? And you're like, that's enough. They had batter and syrup. And so you pour the, but they had the waffle iron where you make it yourself. So you pour the batter on the waffle iron, you shut it, you turn it over, it locks, it cooks for 2 minutes. You turn it over, you open it. Half the waffle comes off, half stays forever. So I'm with my buddy of mine that's my age. So we go through, he's in front of me. Batter and syrup, they're in clear containers. They're not labeled, but they're in clear containers. He gets the syrup and starts pouring it on the waffle iron. And I'm not even stopping him because he's not doing it where he's going, I've never done that. He's doing it where we're probably going to try it after. I mean, he's just like, you're like, dude, I can't wait to see what this guy's making. Like, he might know something that I don't know. He shuts it, turns it over, it cooks. He's like looking at us. We're like, I mean, the whole line's like, yeah, what is that going to be? And it makes black smoke is what it makes. Just, I mean, dark black smoke. Just starts filling the lobby. The manager comes over. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I guess I poured the wrong one. These are not labeled. And the guy's like, they're in clear containers. Do you not know the difference of batter and syrup? And he's like, I bet it happens all the time. He goes, I've worked here my whole life and I've never seen this.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Thursday, April 11th. Wow, we're cruising along, aren't we? Got your taxes done? You got 4 days to get it done. I want to thank Maggie Dawn for getting up early and being with us yesterday. I love talking to attorneys because I like to pick their brains, and she's got a lot of attorney in her brain. She's only here for a few minutes. I got to pick more of that brain next time she comes on. Yeah, she's got a lot to say. She's smart. We're so lucky to have her. Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4 p.m. on WRJN and the Civic Media Network. For today, cloudy, showers, highs near 53, cloudy with showers tonight, lows 43, becoming sunny tomorrow with a high near 55, and get ready for one spectacular weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 57, gets better, Sunday, sunny, highs near 65, oh my goodness, break out the grill, take out the lawnmower, and by the way, my lawn is growing already. Get that lawnmower all charged up. Cloudy, 47 degrees right now in Racine. Don't forget, we got baseball coming up this morning. It's a morning game. The Brewers will be at Cincinnati, 11:35. Actually, I think it's 12:35 out in Cincinnati, so this gets here early. 11:35. Now, what happens when they play like a noon game? When somebody on the West Coast, like the Dodgers, play a noon game out on the East Coast? What are they playing? They're playing 9 o'clock in the morning. California, that's baseball at 9. I never thought about that. If they're playing a noon game, the Dodgers against the Mets at Citi Field now, if they're playing a noon game out there, it's 9 o'clock in the morning in California. So the people are waking up to baseball. That's weird. I always thought it was weird, too, when, like, the Academy Award starts at 7 o'clock here. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, 7 o'clock here would be 5 o'clock in the afternoon out in California. And they start everything early out there. Anyway, good morning. It's 611 at WRJN. Don't forget, we have a text number for you. First of all, you can text us by downloading the Civic Media app. Download the app. Civic Media app, just go to wherever you get your apps, Civic Media app, and on there, go to WRJN, and you can text during my show. They're in 6 to 8 a.m. It doesn't work after 8 a.m. or before 6 a.m., and I'll get the text message right here in the studio. And if you don't download the app, you can make a phone call and text us that way. You can do however you do text messages, 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. Now, Mayor Corey Mason's going to be in here today. The Racine Mayor is going to be in at 7 o'clock this morning. If you have a question for him, and don't be dopey about it, make it a real question, you can text me at 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. I wonder if we can make a word out of that 7445. I got to check that out. It's got to be some kind of word. Like, our phone number here is 634-WRJN. That was great. But 7445, is that a word? I got to check that out. 262-300-7445. And you can text me and text the mayor as well. We'll get a question for Mayor Corey Mason coming up later this morning. People on social media talking about the grossest things their partners have done, but they've just come to accept them. Now, I can't do all of them because some of them are really gross. So we're not going to get to those, but I do have some here. He picks his teeth with the point of a knife. The person said, it's not really gross, but it's the sound of metal against his teeth that make me cringe. Oh, my goodness. He leaves used Q-tips everywhere. Now, that one is disgusting. She bites huge, cartoonish chunks of cheese out of the fridge. So, in other words, she takes a bar of cheese, cartoonish chunk. And she mixes the M&Ms and the Skittles in a bowl and eats them together. Oh, that's just disgusting. I wouldn't live with that. I'd get a lawyer and that marriage right away. the topic is road trips. 3 in 4 Americans prefer driving to a vacation destination if possible. That's me. The top things we enjoy on road trips are the scenery, listening to the radio. That's good. They also looked at the most annoying things that can happen on a road trip. The top three, no cell service. That's probably one of the best things. Constantly having to stop somewhere so you can use the bathroom. Well, if you got to go, you got to go. And the kids asking, are we there yet? I remember once we were going to Niagara Falls. This is when we lived in New York. We're going to Niagara Falls. And it was 400 miles to Niagara Falls. And I remember kids, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there? I was one of those kids that did that. All right. Then 37% of people have also experienced a road trip nightmare. Here's some of the common ones. People mentioned it. Flat tires. Breakdowns. That's terrible. That frightens the heck out of me. Bad weather. I can deal with that. Realizing you hate the person sitting next to you. That's nothing compared to a breakdown. You ever see that movie Breakdown with Kurt Russell? Oh, frightening. He has his car. I think it's a new car. He's in the Southwest somewhere. I forget where it was, New Mexico, Arizona, somewhere around there. And his car breaks down. And a trucker helps him. And he says to his wife, I'll stay with the car. He'll drop you off at the diner, make a phone call, get a tow truck out here, whatever. She never comes back. And he eventually gets the car started. It was something like a loose wire. He gets the car started and he goes to the diner. There's no recollection anywhere of that woman. Then he finds a cop, and they find the trucker. And the trucker says, I never picked up a woman. I don't know what he's talking about. And he did. It's a whole great movie. It's really frightening because we can all do that. We can all break down on the road, and who knows what's going to happen. And we used to go on a lot of road trips before COVID hit, and that was my biggest fear. Now, if you travel the interstates, you know, there's always somebody coming by. There's always a police officer. You can always yell for help. But what if you have no cell service? And you break down in the middle of nowhere. You know, one time we're on Route 66, And Route 66 can get kind of crazy if you're going through like Texas or something. So Route 66, we're going on this road, and the road turns from pavement to gravel, then to dirt. And we run into this big steel gate. It's like a ranch blocking us from going any further. Now, there were culverts on either side of us, so we can't turn the car around. I'll go into the culvert because it's very thin. And my wife hears gunshots. And she's, let's get out of here. Well, where are we going to go? I mean, so I had to back the car up about a half mile because I couldn't turn the car around because of the culverts. If I get stuck in there, forget it. Now, the interstate is literally a few yards away on the other side of the bushes. I mean, you can see the interstate, but you can't get to it because of the culverts. And so I got the car backed up. We turned around and we got back on the interstate because Route 66 ended right there until we picked it up again. But it was getting to be night. It wasn't during the day. It was just about nightfall. I'll tell you where, I think it was out right outside Groom, Texas is where it happened. Groom, Texas. It was scary. I wasn't frightened as much as she was. The gunshots didn't bother me because people hunt and do stuff. They shot us, we'd be, you know, pushing up daisies now. But, it can get kind of crazy out there sometimes on the road. So, you know, but if you travel the interstate and have cell service, I mean, that stuff is good. I remember growing up, my father, I remember the car breaking down a lot on road trips. And he just either fixed it or called somebody and got the car working again. And if we had a flat, he changed the flat. We would just... I remember once he's changing the flat, and we're all sitting in the car. He said, any chance of you people getting out of the car while I change the flat? Oh, yeah, we can do that. It was in the middle of the afternoon. We're all sitting in the car while he's changing the flat. My mother, my brother, and I, can you get out of the car while I change this? Yeah. I once changed a flat on a hill. Ugh. I had no choice. It was my Camaro, and the parking lot was on a slant, and I jacked the car up, and I could see the jack start to move a little bit. I better get this done fast. So I pulled the tire off. I took the lug nuts off first, but I pulled the tire off and got the next one on. So somebody said, do you need help? I said, no. I just got to do this fast. I can't talk. It's 618 WRJN. Our texting number, 262-300-7445. Coming up, the mayor, a little after 7 o'clock this morning at WRJN. We're at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Keep it right here. WRJN, 619.
Another heartbreak, I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's
with a name for our texting number, 262-300-SHILL or PHIL, which you like, PHIL. Or you just want me to say 7445. Is that easier to remember? 262-300-7445. 622 WRJN Radio. You know, I was telling you, I went to the movies the other day and saw The Godfather at the Marcus Renaissance. It was on Turner Classic Movies last night at 7 o'clock. They ran The Godfather. So my wife and I just wanted to see the beginning when they talk about the movie and they tell some fun facts about it. But we wound up watching the entire movie again, all 3 hours of it. We just said, once you get started with The Godfather, you really can't turn it off. Very difficult to do that. So we watched again. And this time, when we're in a movie theater, we couldn't talk. This time we analyzed everything that was going on. And we found this scene where the whole movie is put into motion. And it's the scene where the Godfather is talking to all members of the, he's with all the families, the five families, they're all together. And Sonny shouts something out. And he gets a dirty look from Marlon Brando. He turns around and Marlon Brando says to him, I have the quote right here. I looked it up today. Marlon Brando says to him, what's the matter with you? I think your brain is going soft. All that comedy you're playing with that young girl. Never tell anyone outside the family what you're thinking again. It was at that point that Barzini knew he can get in to the Corleone family through Sonny. So he had to get rid of the father. That's when the Godfather was shot. And that's when he knew he had to start getting rid of everybody but Sonny. And eventually when Sonny wouldn't come along, he got rid of Sonny. I mean, but that was the pivotal moment in the film where Hothead Sonny just blurts out something at a meeting.
Never tell anybody what you're thinking. Never.
And then, of course, the famous scene when the Fredo starts defending Mo Green in front of Michael. Never go against the family. That's the whole thing. Never go against the family. Never tell anybody what you're thinking. But I never get tired of watching that film. Now I found out last night on TCM, they said that The Godfather 3, which is kind of a weak movie at best, they actually have a director's special version where they reimagined the movie, and it's called The Godfather 3, The Death of Michael Corleone. And I found out it is available on DVD and Blu-ray, so I'm going to pick up a copy of that. Also, I want to get The Godfather Saga, where they edited 1 and 2 together in chronological order. I want to get that, too. So, yeah, we know all the dialogue, you know. One of my favorite lines, leave the gun, take the cannoli. Remember that scene where they get rid of Paulie? Anyway, it's a whole life over there, watching that movie. A museum in Germany fires a 51-year-old employee after he hung up one of his own paintings. He did it during an exhibit. He just hung up his own painting as part of the exhibit. He was hoping it might help him break through as an artist. One of his mistakes is he had to drill 2 holes in the wall to hang it. So on top of losing his job, he could face charges for property damage as well. They don't mention if he got any nibbles on the painting or not. Seems like there are countless bubbles in a glass of champagne. Scientists used to estimate, there are 15 million bubbles in a glass of champagne. New research says it's less than you might think. It's only about 1 million bubbles. How are scientists 14 million bubbles off? And if you want more bubbles, they say, for whatever reason, by the way, just serve warmer champagne. And the way you, when you tilt the flute, which is the glass, while you're pouring it in, tilt the flute and you get more bubbles. I guess we're all done researching a cure for cancer. Now we can concentrate on the number of bubbles and a glass of champagne. All right, I usually pay my restaurant server, about 20% tip. This former Waffle House waitress claims she received a stolen Jeep as a birthday tip from a Waffle House customer. Yeah, that's how she wound up with a stolen Jeep. Now, why didn't we think of this? A man says he invented a new popcorn bucket. This isn't as dumb as it sounds. The bottom of the bucket is narrow, so it fits into a cup holder. How many times have you gone to the movies and you get that refill on that giant bucket? You bring it into your car, you put it on the seat, you hit the brakes, it goes flying everywhere. Now, with a narrow bottom of it, you can put it into your cup holder. You know, as dumb as that sounds, it's not that bad an idea when you think about it. A batch of Aruba Alloy hand sanitizer has been recalled. They say it's got a small problem involving potentially causing blindness or putting you into a coma. I think that's a little more than a little problem. I think it's a major problem. A 97-year-old woman in Utah passes away, and her family decided to put her fudge recipe on her headstone. She was famous for that fudge. Then it became news because they put the wrong recipe on the headstone. How do you make that stupid mistake? Anyway, they finally corrected it. Can you imagine liking fast food this much? A 31-year-old woman in Virginia remodeled her home to make it look like the inside of a McDonald's. Again, that's not that bad an idea. I wouldn't mind waking up in the morning making, you know, an Egg McMuffin sandwich, but it would you countertop, your whole kitchen, everything looks like a McDonald's. The whole house looks like a McDonald's. It's not that bad an idea. It sounds dumb at the get-go, but it's not that bad. Got another list here of the most annoying habits in your office. Are you ready? Talking too loudly on the phone, sharing too much information about personal things. Office people always do that. Asking for help with the same tech problems over and over again instead of learning how to fix them and avoid causing them. Can you help me change the toner in the copier? You only showed me 27 times. I didn't quite get it yet. Going to meetings late so other people have to repeat what was already said. Oh, yeah. You ever do that? They come in. All right, well, what did we talk about so far? Well, you missed it. We were talking about getting rid of you, but you missed it. Making a mess in the break room and not cleaning it up. Oh, I remember once at a radio station I worked at, the microwave looked like there was some kind of bloody massacre. Somebody made something with tomato sauce or something. It was like, really? It looked like a massacre in there. Posting passive-aggressive notes instead of talking to people directly about your issues. Finishing the coffee and not brewing a new pot. Hoarding office supplies. You go into somebody's drawer. They got like 40 post-it note pads and markers all over the place in their drawer. Gossiping about everyone. I think that's an office hazard. I just think that's an occupational hazard in the office, gossiping. And listening to music too loudly or singing and whistling along. Well, you can never listen to the radio too loud in the office. Take that from me. The louder, the better it is. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. 629 WRJN. Cloudy with showers and a high near 53 today. Cloudy showers, lows 43 tonight. Becoming sunny tomorrow. Highs near 55. Sunny on Saturday and Sunday. 57 Saturday. 65 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 47 degrees. 629.
I went to a wedding last week, and I hate weddings. That's why I like to mess with the married people, because I'm really bitter. Because I'm single still, but comedy keeps me busy. I travel all around, but I want to get married one day, but I just think marriage have changed over the years. Men and women look at marriage differently. When women talk about marriage, it's a happy occasion. I'm getting married. I got my ring. I got my colors picked out. I got four of my fat friends to stand next to me. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be wonderful. No, their dress is ugly. Mine is beautiful. It's not the same for men. When men talk about marriage with our friends, it sounds like something you get diagnosed with. Did you hear what happened to Charles? No, what? He's getting married. No! He was such a nice guy. When did he find out? She told him yesterday at dinner. Is there anything that we could do for him? No, the invitations already went out. There's nothing we can do. Charles is terminal.
I hear a voice in my mind. I know her face by heart. Heaven and earth are moving in my soul. I don't know where to start. Tell me the words to define the way I feel about someone so fine.
from the TV show The Heights. Remember that show? It's 637 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Cloudy with showers and high near 53 today. Cloudy showers tonight, lows 43. Becoming sunny tomorrow, and then the sun stays for the weekend. Highs near 55 tomorrow, 57 Saturday, 65 on Sunday. Right now, 47 degrees and cloudy. Still a beautiful morning. I just poked my beak out the door, and it's very nice out there. Let's see. We've got the Brewers wrapping up their four-game series with the Cincinnati Reds out in Ohio today. They'll play Cincinnati at 11:35 here on WRJN. That's this morning, by the way, not tonight. All right, let's take a look at the news headlines. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center, our news director, keeping an eye on everything for us this morning. It's tornado test time with sirens likely to go off in your area today. Most communities use Severe Weather Awareness Week to test their outdoor alert sirens, so you'll hear the noise about twice today. Milwaukee, Racine, and Waukesha counties say they'll be testing sirens today. Kenosha County officials say in a press release they won't be testing the sirens. A fire Tuesday night at a vacant home on Walnut Street in Racine was intentionally set. That's according to the Racine Fire Department. It happened at a house about a block west of Washington Avenue. A neighbor alerted the authorities just before 11 p.m. Firefighters arrived to find a significant fire near the front door of the two-story single-family home. No injuries reported. For the second straight day, someone died in a Racine County car crash. Mount Pleasant police say around 1 yesterday afternoon, someone driving north on Highway 31 crossed the center line and left the road. They hit a tree near Indian Hills Drive. First responders found the yet unidentified man dead behind the wheel. A familiar name has announced a run for a 63rd Assembly District. It now includes the Village of Caledonia and Village of Raymond in Racine County, as well as the City of Franklin in Milwaukee County. Current State Representative Robert Whitkey has announced his intention to seek re-election in the newly formed 63rd Assembly District after serving the constituents of the 62nd Assembly District for 6 years. He says he's eager to continue serving. As of right now, no other candidates have announced a run for that seat. Stuart J. Waddles, watching those stories and more at our news center this morning. He's keeping an eye on everything for us. Mayor Corey Mason, the mayor of the city of Racine, his honor, will be here. And that's happening about 7:06 this morning. Try to keep him for as long as we can. We have some questions for him. We'll put the third degree light over him, make him sweat. Not give him any water. Let's see what happens. No, the mayor's a good guy. He always gives us great information on what's going on in the city because sometimes you don't know. I mean, you know, if you don't attend meetings and you don't follow through, here's a way you can find out on WRJN. The mayor comes in every few weeks, and we thank him for it. It's very kind of him to get up early in the morning. He's got a lot of things to do. He's got a family and so forth, and we know it's very, for all our guests who have to come in and get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Actually, if they come in at 7, they have probably get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. We thank every one of them because it's not easy getting up and doing all this stuff in the morning. Trust me, I know. I've been doing it for years. 640 WRJN, thank you for joining us here this morning. A survey asked people if they had taken someone else's story and pretended it was theirs. About half admitted, yeah, they've done that. 53% say someone has stolen a story from them. Remember the Seinfeld episode where, what's his name? The guy who Elaine worked for, Jay Peterson. Remember, Jay Peterson wanted a book and he had no stories, so he bought Kramer's stories and made him his own. Once he paid Kramer for the stories, Kramer couldn't tell the stories anymore because now they belong to Jay Peterson. What happened to Kramer happened to Jay Peterson. So, I guess people have done that before. Just made stories, other people's stories, their stories. Fun fact, it is possible to win the U.S. presidential election with just 22% of the popular vote. It can be done. Here's how. To have enough electoral votes to win, you'd have to win the 39 smallest states and Washington, D.C., and you can win the presidential election with just 22% of the people voting for you. That's scary. Think about how many people you really trust in your life. Family, friends, maybe Tom Hanks. According to a study, the average adult trusts just 7 people. 40% say the pandemic actually helped reveal who's really trustworthy and who isn't. More than 8 out of 10 people think themselves are trustworthy, though. Am I trustworthy? Yeah, I'm trustworthy. I don't lie. I just tell the truth, and hopefully it doesn't hurt anybody. You know, if you want to know the truth, I'll tell you. I always tell people when they ask me something, I say, okay, you asked, so I'll tell you. And I tell them the truth because they asked. Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. This is scary, too. Half of Americans think it's possible dinosaurs still exist in a remote corner of the world. One in five think there's still lots of them. Now, I guess if you watch Jurassic Park enough, you'll think that. But, you know, dinosaurs can be, I don't know, alligators, crocodiles, things like that. I mean, we always think of dinosaurs as the Tyrannosaurus Rex or the Brontosaurus. But I guess, I don't know, is it an alligator, a dinosaur? I don't know. Have you ever had a crush on someone at work? If not, you were in the minority. 54% of people said yes, they've had a crush on someone at work. Now, the 4% said they'd rather not talk about it. That's also probably a yes, too, so we can add that 4% to the other people. Have I had a crush on somebody at work? You know, I've been married most of my life, and I don't have crushes on people once I'm married. I have a crush on my wife. That's it. That's the truth. You know, you asked me, so I tell you. No. I mean, I like people, but I don't have a crush on them. I say, oh, I wish I can go on a date with her. No, I don't. It's not me. Celebrities aren't all born into privilege. A lot of them started out just like you and me. Here are some of the unglamorous pre-fame jobs of the stars. Hugh Grant used to clean toilets at IBM in London. Sandra Bullock was a dog groomer. Cyndi Lauper was a kennel cleaner. Kelsey Grammer was a dishwasher at Denny's. Ashton Kutcher swept floors at a General Mills factory. Warren Beatty caught mice behind the Washington, D.C. National Theater. You catch mice. Danny DeVito was a beautician. And Carol Burnett sold popcorn, we assume, at a movie theater. I cleaned toilets. I was a janitor. That's how I got into radio. When I was 18 years old, I got out of high school, and it was August 2nd in 1972. I was riding my bicycle in front of my house, and I remember the radio station called me and said, listen, you want that janitor job? You got it. Start today, 5 o'clock. Wear your jeans. And I told everybody in the neighborhood, I'm now in radio. They said, what do you do? I said, I'm the janitor. They said, you're not in radio. I certainly am. I go to a radio station every day and clean it. I'm in the radio station. So I was in radio. That's how I started. Loved it. And I don't hide it. Yeah, that was an honorable job. And one thing I had that nobody else had, I had the keys to the kingdom. I had the keys to everybody's offices. Everybody wanted to know what the general manager was thinking. I knew because I had a key to his office, and I emptied out his waste paper basket every day. So I knew what he was thinking. Hey, very important job, janitor. A lot of people think that's a nothing job. A pizza chain in New Zealand offering a new payment option. Buy now, pay when you die. Of course, it's a stunt, but they actually are letting a select number of people take a pizza now if you promise to add them to your will. You ready for the name of the pizza chain? Hell Pizza. They claim the agreement you signed to pay after death is legally binding. No interest or fees apply. And in the terms of conditions, it says they reserve the right to enforce the debt owed by the applicant against their estate upon death or forgive any debt owed to it by the applicant. First of all, they have to know you die. I mean, if you buy a pizza and you die somewhere else, they have to know it. But it's a pretty clever stunt. A 43-year-old man in California tried to rob a bank. Another customer ended it with a hug. Here's what happened. 69-year-old Michael Armas Sr. recognized the guy as a former neighbor who was friends with his daughter. He walked up to him, got him to go outside. They hugged, waited for the police to show up. If only everything was that easy, huh? What a world we'd live in. Do you remember the biggest summer blockbusters of your childhood? All right. Here's a list of some someone compiled every summer domestic box office hit since Jaws became the first really summer blockbuster in 1975. It's hard to believe, but they used to dump the movies in summer. Just dump them out there. Same thing at Christmas time. Just dump them out there. Now Christmas and New Year, Christmas and summer are their biggest movie-going times. All right, Jaws, 1975. 1978, Grease. 1980, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. 1981, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. 1982, the big summer blockbuster, E.T. the Extraterrestrial. 1983, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. And 1984, the biggest summer blockbuster, Ghostbusters. Now Ghostbusters is out with another sequel. I haven't seen it. I haven't heard much about it. But, you know, I saw the last Ghostbusters movie. It was terrible. Yeah, and the last two were terrible. But what do I know? All right, let's see what else I got here for you. No, I don't want that. That's not funny. That's not interesting. Ah, fun facts. 40% of cats are left-handed. Another 10% are ambidextrous. How do they know a cat's left-handed? What, are they asking to sign his signature with his paw and see if he uses his left hand? All 16 celebrities Madonna mentions in that song, Vogue, remember that, are now dead. Lauren Bacall, the last one to pass away in 2014. Marlon Brando, who was second to last to pass away, he died in 2004. By the way, this year, Marlon Brando would have turned 100 years old. He was born in 1924, April 3rd, 1924. And April 3rd, he would have been 100 years old, Marlon Brando. Googling your own name isn't a bad idea. You should know what other people can find out about you, especially if you're looking for a job. A survey found 1 in 11 Americans Google themselves every day. Another 5% said about once a week. If you Google my name, you'll find a car dealer in right outside Philadelphia. He owns a lot of dealerships. His name is Don Rosen. There are some other Don Rosens in there, but they're pretty boring. Let's see. If you Google me also, you'll find out the day I was fired here by a previous owner. There's a big story in there. Earlier this year, Oklahoma instituted a $2.1 million bounty on Bigfoot. Nobody claimed it, so they're upping it. The bounty on Bigfoot in the state of Oklahoma now, $3 million. All right. Here's news we've been waiting to hear. You only need 12 minutes of exercise a week to stay healthy. In the study, people who worked out as intensely as possible for 4 minutes, three times a week, saw significant improvements in their health. That's what I've been waiting for, a 12-minute workout. I can do that. 649 WRJN, cloudy with showers, highs near 53 today, but a beautiful weekend coming around. It's 649, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. The mayor's going to be in at 7:06 this morning. Hope he gets here on time. He's here right now. All right. Does your job make you fat? Well, 2 out of 3 people say they've gained weight because of their job. Most say at least 10 pounds. The 2 main reasons are stress and sitting all day long. The top 5 jobs where people gain the most weight: administrative assistants, engineers, teachers, nurses, IT workers, and disc jockeys. If anybody, no, they didn't say DJs, but if anybody sits more at their job, I don't know who more sits more. Radio people, that we sit the most. I had to answer the door a second ago, and I think that's the only time in 2 hours where I really need to get up. What's that?
A little short of 10,000 steps.
I'm going to tell you something now. I can tell you now because it doesn't matter anymore. I used to have an insurance company that gave you bonus something or other if you did 10,000 steps a day. And you had to wear this instrument they gave you.
Yeah.
You just wear it around your wrist.
Yeah. A Fitbit or whatever.
It wasn't a Fitbit. It was something similar to a Fitbit, though. And I used to go home at night while I'm watching TV and just shake it. To get up to 10,000 steps. I used to sit there, my wife and I, shaking this thing. And, you know, your wrist hurts after a while.
Sure.
You're shaking this thing, and the faster you do it, the more the steps come. And, all right, we're at 10,000 now. Wow. I'll go a little over just to show them I took. I used to do that to get up to 10,000 steps. Everybody lies and cheats sometime in their life. That was my horrible thing.
Yeah, you can't make that up.
You a big fan of the movie The Godfather at all?
Yeah.
We just saw it at the Marcus Renaissance, showed it on Sunday.
Oh, how was it to see it in the theater?
Oh, you know, it's funny. You know all the dialogue from it. You know every scene. Right. But I'd love seeing it on the big screen again.
Yeah.
And last night, TCM, Turner Classic Movies, ran it at 7 o'clock. And so I said to my wife, I just want to see what the beginning is. I forget who the host was, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Mankiewicz, Ben Mankiewicz. He always has some good tidbits about the movie. So we said, all right, we'll just watch the beginning of that. And we're watching the beginning of it. Well, let's watch the opening scene. I like that opening scene where the guy's talking to the Godfather. Well, let's watch after that. And 3 hours later, we're still watching The Godfather.
It's so good.
And you can't put it down. And what's better about watching it at home, when the movie was great in the theater, but you can't talk.
Right.
And we're nudging each other. You know, here comes Sonny. He's going to wreck the whole thing here when he opens his mouth at the meeting.
Yeah.
And once Sonny opens his mouth at the meeting, that sets everything into motion. Sollozzo knows he gets rid of the Godfather. He's got Sonny. Sonny will sell the drugs. And, you know,
yeah.
He sets the whole thing into motion.
Yeah.
And I put
never
that,
tell anyone outside the family what you're thinking. What's the matter with you, right?
You're right. Yeah. But here's the exact quote. I actually got it this morning. I looked up the exact wording of it. When Sonny opens his mouth at the meeting, Godfather says, "What's the matter with you? I think your brain is going soft with all that comedy you're playing with that young girl. Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking."
Yeah, that's it.
And one other person makes the same mistake, Fredo.
Yeah.
Fredo, never go against the family.
Yeah.
It's lonely in that rowboat.
Oh, absolutely. That's the second movie. Man.
Poor dumb Fredo.
Yeah.
That was, you know... But that when Sonny opens his mouth at that meeting, that sets everything in motion for the entire rest of the movie.
It does.
Because everything is based on that one outburst, yeah. Sonny the Hothead.
Yeah.
Now, I grew up in a town of Massapequa. I'm from the Bronx, but I grew up in Massapequa. In Massapequa, we had a very famous person living there, Carlo Gambino from the Gambino crime family,
oh, wow.
the head of the family.
Like in real life, kind of stuff.
Right. He's the character that Marlon Brando played in the movie, Carlo Gambino, from the Gambino crime family. And he died very similar to how Marlon Brando died in the movie. He died watching a New York Yankees game. It was in the Massapequa. He's watching the game, and he died of a heart attack, just like that. I remember when I was walking to school one day, they had this house blocked off. And they were starting to pull the house apart, taking the shingles off the house. When I came home, it was down to the wooden frame, the outside of the house. The inside was still, you couldn't see inside, but they took down the entire house of the wooden, down to the frame. It was the FBI. It was one of the gangster homes.
Oh, wow.
Near Carlo Gambino. And they were pulling down the house. It wasn't his house. But, you know, the mob lived in Massapequa. So, you know.
Wow.
Not far from me. I passed some of their houses on the way to school, but Gambino lived on the other side of town, so we stayed away from that house.
Yeah.
You know, also from Massapequa? You heard of the Gilgo Beach serial killer? It was in 2020 recently in Dateline,
sure.
The Gilgo. 10 blocks from my house.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Remember,
you moved away when you did.
Remember
goodness.
Amy Fisher shot Joey Buttafuoco right in Massapequa, right near my house. What a neighborhood.
I guess so.
What did Riley say in The Life of Riley? What a revolting development this is. The mayor's here. We're talking. Racine will get more serious coming up in just a few minutes here at WRJN. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, a Civic Media station. Have a question? Text us 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445.